Companies that collect and sell information about you are usually pretty secretive about what they have on you. But one of the biggest data brokers is now letting consumers have a peek. Yesterday, the Axiom Corporation set up a website where people can look themselves up. It's called aboutthedata.com. As NPR's Martin Kaste reports, some of the first people to try it were the data industry's critics.
Ashkan Soltani is a privacy researcher. He says so far he's just been poking at the website. He doesn't like the fact that logging in all the way requires personal information, like his date of birth.
I feel like it's pretty much along the lines of, you know, helping them verify your information.
But if you don't log in, you give up the chance to correct their mistakes. And they do make mistakes. Stanford graduate student Jonathan Mayer has been a prominent voice for limits on big data. And he was quick to log in to see what Axiom had to say about him.
If I read the page correctly, Axiom believed I had 3 children, owned my sister's since-sold car, made just 14 purchases in the past 2 years, am Christian, and I'm into motorcycling.
None of which is true. But Mayer doesn't take comfort in the inaccuracies. He says Axiom shows you the educated guesses that it's making about you, guesses that are sometimes wrong. But he says what the site is not showing you is the wealth of hard data that those guesses are based on. Mayer calls the website privacy theater. He says it's meant to improve the company's image and deflect possible government regulation. Axiom didn't return calls from NPR, but CEO Scott Howe told the New York Times that the company does favor heightened industry regulation, but that it wants to keep, quote, a voice in the process. Martin Kaste, NPR News.